coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Demonstrations that did get violent at times today during the inaugural. Abajoy?
Denise, good evening to you. More than 200 people were arrested today, but most of the demonstrations were peaceful.
A limousine was set on fire as demonstrators wreaked havoc in Washington, D.C. Police had to push back the protesters so firefighters could get to the flames. Someone damaged the limo earlier in the day, knocking out the windows. A group of people carrying anarchy flags pushed over trash cans and destroyed storefront windows as they swarmed through the streets. A few tried to fight off the police in an attempt to escape. Some officers suffered minor injuries. Police fought back with pepper spray and tear gas.
We welcome visitors to our city, but we will not tolerate the destruction of our neighborhoods, and we absolutely will not tolerate violence against our police officers.
But as night fell, protesters lit a bonfire just blocks away from the White House. Many demonstrators were handcuffed with zip ties and led away one by one. They're being charged with rioting. At least one person was taken to the hospital. Most of the protesters were peaceful. They say the actions of a few hurt their anti-Trump message.
These groups that are breaking windows and things like that delegitimizes a lot of the reason the rest of us are here.
More protests are scheduled for Saturday.
And talking about that protest, more than 200,000 women are expected to take part in a women's march on Washington tomorrow, Denise. I'll have more on that story coming up for you a little bit later in the show.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, the 19th day of January, 2021. I'm Doug Hagman. Again, Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. There you will find at the top, on the at the banner, click the banner at HagmanReport.com for the entire listing of audio and video shows. Go to Rumble. That's Rumble.com/Hagman, two N's, report. For our Rumble channel, please subscribe to Rumble. We had a little glitch last night. I don't know what happened there. All right, so it was a little late in coming up. I had actually uploaded it two additional times. So there's like three shows from last night, all the same, or pretty much mostly the same. My apologies. I will take two of those down. Just saying. So, you know, sorry about that. Or I'm not sure if Eric did or not. But anyway, have a great show lineup for you. Yeah. That video you saw coming into the show. Did you happen to see the nearly 30,000, somewhere between 25 and 30,000 National Guard and active military troops at the Capitol? How about when she stood there and said, man, the mostly peaceful protests. Limousine on fire in the background. Mostly. See, this is what they want you to believe. So now, fast forward 4 years. You've got fencing with barbed wire in layers surrounding the Capitol. Well, essentially all of the property there around the Capitol. It wasn't like 2016 where he had the single fence, sans barbed wire. No. You've got multiple layers of barbed wire. You've got checkpoints asking for your papers, please. What business do you have coming into here, into the Capitol? Who are you? Where do you live? People say, well, that's because Donald Trump. That's because of President. No, and hell no. It's because of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. It's because of Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser. It's because of the leftists in power in Congress. It's not because of the riots. What riots? The ones in 2016. It's not because of what happened on January 6th. To my knowledge, there are no actionable threats. Anyway, there's much more. And in the cancel culture, of course, of the left, the deplatforming and depersoning everyone who ever supported President Trump, they're attempting to make President Trump and everyone who supported him toxic. And they want to eradicate and re-educate. And if we are deemed irredeemable, they want to destroy us. Literally destroy us. So we never, ever, ever, ever rise in power again. That's the duty of the left. And you can expect more of this in the days ahead. Much like Mike Lindell. You've got Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, who dropped MyPillow. Why? They don't like Mike Lindell's political beliefs.
Well, now he's just going to make even more money because he doesn't have to pay them.
Exactly. Cut out the middleman, right? This is how the right works. So for all of you FBI agents who are monitoring this channel and all of the government agencies who are monitoring this broadcast, first of all, get the hell off my lawn. And second of all, why don't you investigate things like Hunter Biden's laptop? Why don't you investigate the Wiener laptop? Why don't you investigate Hillary Clinton's emails? Why don't you investigate Benghazi, at least the part that you should be responsible for? Why don't you investigate Russiagate, Obamagate? How about taking a look, another look, at Barack Hussein Obama's bona fides? Oh, I've got a list for you. Randy Taylor is with me, co-host, colleague. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy.
Let's talk. We'd have to chat.
I'm okay for a day before inauguration.
Is that what this is? Is that an inauguration, or are they going to have shadow puppets there?
I have no idea what's going on there. That's it's looking pretty insane around the Capitol. I've never, like I said, in my lifetime, I thought I'd never see this. And I think the thing that bothers me the most is how they're making anybody that's conservative or to the right of the line are bad guys. We're bad. We're evil.
Yeah.
We're extremists.
Yep.
We're domestic terrorists. Somehow I became a white supremacist. I woke up, man. I've got quite a resume this morning.
You do. I know. So do I. And
I just
check everyone. Yeah.
Oh my God. I just thought I'd never see this. All right.
So you've got really almost three divisions of military personnel in Washington, D.C., guarding against God knows who and why. But let me ask you a question. When have you seen a political or an ideological test given to military personnel?
Only upon entry when you're enlisting. That's the only time I've ever.
But it's not even who did you vote for. I mean, when you enlisted, they didn't ask who you voted for. All they want to know is your allegiance to the Constitution. Isn't that correct?
Well, there's more than that. There's some pretty lengthy psychological tests.
Okay. But, all right. So you're in the military.
But no, they don't care about your political allegiance.
Right. They don't, they're not asking.
They want to know if you hurt animals when you were a kid and stuff like that.
Start fires, you know, the homicidal triad or this.
And then they look at you and go, oh, so you're a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But you know what? This is pretty damn serious. And yes, I'm using expletives, light expletives, because this situation calls for that.
If somebody listens to the show, Doug, and all they get out of it is that we used an expletive, then you're tuned into the wrong show.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
But it's not even a, you know, it's, it, it, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, you've got, let's pull the lens back here. You've got this media state, social media, media corporate state against us, okay, mm-hmm. It's against you and I, which is really, again, as I wrote on Sunday, the inverse of the state-run media. You've got a media-run state, and that's driving the belief and the optics here. So the optics are, my goodness, we've got to protect against the white supremacists, the right wing terrorists.
All right. Well, take comfort in this, sir.
Please help me.
Take comfort in this.
I need comfort.
They learned on the 6th what could happen. Take comfort in that.
What could happen?
Well, I'm just saying, if they feel the need to drag 25,000 National Guard troops into Washington, D.C., they know that there could be a problem that they created. This is a problem created by the government, not by patriots, not by people with an opinion, not people that are exercising their First Amendment rights or their right to assemble peacefully. I'm sorry, the patriots in Washington, D.C. were peaceful. Anybody that wants to say anything outside of that is a bold-faced liar, and I'm calling you a liar to your face. If you've looked at the videos, you've looked at the pictures, if you paid any attention to what was going on, the patriots were not at fault. And I'm really just damn sick and tired of the media plastering the right. And I'm done with it. You know, people like Brian Stelter.
Yes.
Be happy that I don't live near CNN, near the office. Cause it would be, I swear to God, it would be whack-a-mole every day. I would stand outside and just wait for a face I recognize. Wham! I would start with Fredo.
Now, obviously, you're talking about the video game Minecraft here as opposed to anything else, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I am sick and tired of this. And these people that are sitting around and acting like this is gospel, this is truth. If you're spewing that nonsense, you're nuts. And to sit there and call us radical, I mean, we have become radical extremists by label. This is stupid because you have a different opinion. Because I think Joe Biden is senile. He said, because I think Kamala Harris is a prostitute. Come on. Because I have a different opinion. Look at all the things that take that fat son of a gun, Rob Reiner, all the things he said about Donald Trump.
Meathead. Okay?
That John Cusack.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every media personality that you can think of has taken a shot at the president. And then you're going to get upset because we have a different opinion. This is your idea of uniting the country. Everything you're seeing is just further proof that the left has left. They're not with us. They're on another planet of their own. They are not for the United States of America.
Well, I agree.
They're not.
No, I totally agree. And we can see this in, for example, one of the most egregious late examples of this is Don Winslow, New York Times bestselling author. He's got a large following. He released a video calling for a citizen army to monitor supporters of President Trump before he equated them to Osama bin Laden. Okay. And, now think about that, of course. What a brush to paint, supporters of President Trump. So you've got that. You talk about insecurity. The left does not act like Pelosi, Schumer, and their ilk. They certainly don't act like they won the election if they have to bring in nearly three divisions of military personnel to protect the Capitol and protect whatever. All right. You've got, two National Guardsmen removed.
And not just that. If things are that bad in the country that the other side hates your guts that much, then there's a problem.
Yes. Yes.
There I mean, is Lincoln didn't a even serious have Thank you. And that was coming off of a war.
Before, actually, in the 1861, the inauguration of 1861, he was inaugurated. There was a troop presence, but there was nothing, even on a per capita basis, compared to what there is today.
No. This is insanity. And just the crazy talk about, you know, when somebody talks about taking my children and putting them in some sort of a re-education camp.
Right.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with that. Okay.
Yep.
To even talk like that puts you on a list with me that you really don't want to be on.
Well,
don't even talk that crap or play that game. Don't even think like that. Okay. If you want to share God's planet with me.
That's right.
I'm getting angry. I'm really starting to get angry.
Well,
and I know, you know.
The level of rhetoric for those who want to unite us is crazy. Washington Post columnist, purge Fox News as we do with foreign terrorist groups. Okay, now Fox News is arguably moderate, more of a moderate right than anything else.
They're split. People say don't watch Fox. Well,
yeah, I mean, you got Tucker and others.
Thank you. I still do. I like the Five.
Yeah,
Greg and those guys. I mean, I like them. And I'm not going to turn off Fox. Plus, the other thing is as much as I hate CNN, every now and then I turn it on.
You have to, in order to monitor what they're saying.
That's what an analyst does.
Yes.
Okay. We don't just analyze what's friendly to us.
You kind of want to, you know, take a shower afterwards, but yeah, exactly.
That's true. It's like wading through dog crap up your neck.
Right.
But, it's imperative. It's just like, you know, monitoring enemy communications. It's imperative that you do it because that's what you're there for. I'm not interested in the yes man part of this. I want to know what the other side is doing. I want to know what they're doing, when they're doing it, and why they're doing it.
Precisely.
Listen, folks, I know everybody is, and I'm slow to anger. I am. I'm very slow to anger, but I'm getting there.
I think that's you just described most of middle America or most of normal
most of the conservative because right. we're not young mouthy punks.
That's right.
Running down the street, okay, that, you know, after we just left mommy and daddy's basement, you know, that's why it's really, you know, in that, I don't know. I just, the two-tiered level of judgment that I see. When I say judgment, I'm going to talk about the court of public opinion.
Yes.
That's been developed especially over the last 4 years. I mean, it's always been there. Don't get me wrong. But severely over the last 4 years is ridiculous because at the Capitol, if that had been Black Lives Matter, they would have been, everything was cool. No problem. We would have never got a property damage report. You know, boom, boom, boom. If there wasn't a murder there or somebody got shot, that would have been covered up as much as possible and blamed on something else. We have a real problem when we have, I'm telling you, I've got a real, real issue with Kamala Harris. I really, really have an issue with her because she has promoted rioting and public unrest, civil disobedience. That's the word we'll use. Civil
disobedience. Yes, she has.
Let's make this friendly. Civil disobedience all summer long.
That's right. She's stoking the flames of
summer long. Yep. Encouraged it.
And not only she not only did she encourage it, but post facto, provided the mechanism for bail for those involved in
that. If that didn't floor you, I don't know what would. And then this is the piece of crap that you voted for to be second in command in this country. Are you high?
Well,
are you, and listen, I'm going to step over a line here.
Oh boy.
Okay. No, I can't.
All right. We can. We both can.
I can. Okay. We can. I go over lines every day.
Go ahead.
The problem that I had with Barack Hussein Obama, okay, going into
Wait, use that word in a singular.
I know, but I'm going to be, and I'll be real careful how I say it.
But wait. You said the problem.
Many problems.
Okay, go on.
And all of them predicted. What was really cool is you sent me an article today that I wrote 10 years ago.
I think it was close to 15 years ago.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I opened it over my coffee this morning and I just sat there and I laughed and of course started reminiscing. But, we just weren't far off, were we, buddy?
No.
I mean, there were a few things that we were off on, but for the gist and timeline, I think we were right on. I think we knew trouble was coming.
Okay. Let me just punch us in here. I didn't mean to take you. The article, I apologize because there was one that was 15 years old. This one was from 2012 titled Barack Hussein Obama, America's Greatest Conflict of Interest. That's what you wrote. So, but go ahead.
But it was refreshing to see that. I didn't even know you still had those around.
I had to dig for them.
But, the thing that I had with Barack Hussein Obama, is I knew coming in that he was going to create racial division.
Yep.
I knew because of his campaign speeches. Also, if you went back and kind of looked around Chicago is a hotbed of racial problems, racial tensions. That's his fostering ground. That's his garden.
Yep.
As is with many Democrat politicians. But we were right, and I know I was right, and I knew that two things were going to happen, okay, is he was going to create a racial divide, drive a real wedge in between blacks and whites, and he was going to throw Islam in the mix, which is very complex at that point.
Right.
The problem I have with Kamala Harris are the same problems I had with Barack Obama. She is a racist. Period.
Very much so.
And I don't care how you can call it what you want. People seem to think that the term racist only applies to white people.
Of course
that's
not.
That's a bunch of. But in today's media and everything and the way politics are looked at, racism is strictly white on black. And you know that.
That's true, but it's not accurate.
No, it's not. Like everybody praised that Elijah Cummings. What a pig of a racist. Okay.
Sadly, yes.
Sadly, sorry, and I've always told you before, I'll say the same thing about you when you're dead that I'd tell you to face when you're alive. He was a racist.
Yep.
Okay? Absolutely a scumbag. His area that they're in Baltimore, I mean, he did nothing good for that city. And people sit around and sing these people's praises. It's like, you know, you get little guys like that, Sharpton guy, Al Sharpton. These are not, and when Reverend Al Sharpton, these are not people to be emulated. They try and complain themselves or compare themselves to Martin Luther King. I read something from Kamala Harris about, you know, the two things my mama taught me. Shut up. Okay. Your mama didn't teach you anything of any value or I wouldn't be looking at you today.
That's pretty rough.
No, she's a little. She right now is what I call a useful tool.
Yeah.
She is in this so far over her head, she doesn't even understand where she's at. She has no idea. She's being pushed by a mob and she's not even sure what direction they're pushing her. And I'm sure they've made some promises to her, but she's going to find out in the end. Mark my words. She is a useful tool.
And for whom?
For the globalists. For the left, right. And for the globalists, because ultimately the globalists are driving the left. Ultimately, we are being pushed into worldwide slavery.
This is very true. Ultimately, and people need to understand the bigger picture here. You're right.
They don't get this. They don't. Nobody's going to come out and say, hey, we're going to enslave you. They're not going to come out and tell you that, you moron. Okay. They're going to come out and go, you know what? For the good of everyone, we're going to put a shot in your arm. For the good of everyone, listen, we want you to wear this mask. Okay? And then next is going to be, listen, for the good of everyone, and just so you can move around, we need you to get this little thing right here in your hand, or if that's an inconvenience, let me put it on your head.
Yep.
Or in your head.
Yep.
But listen, it's for you. We're doing it for you. We're going to bring 5 million people from Africa that are ridden with diseases and this and that, and they kill each other on a whim, and we're going to put them in your society because we just want everybody to get together and sing Kumbaya. And wait a minute. It's for climate change. What? Read the 2030 agenda. Now here's the killer. You end up here trying to hide it. Go to the UN website and read their 2030 agenda. It's about immigration and climate change. Sustainable.
Anything that says sustainable, climate change.
Run.
Yeah, exactly. Run. And Patrick Wood talked a lot about that, and he's been a guest on our show. Technocracy now. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
I mean, look at Bill Gates. Look at this Bill Gates character. Yeah. How does someone through vaccinations reduce population?
Yeah, that really had me, you know, stunned. His words, obviously. Now, I've heard them before, and I've heard them and heard them and heard. But when you listen to him, you almost think, well, did he just make a mistake?
Actually, it's like he accidentally stepped on it there and accidentally blurted out the truth.
Yeah, kind of like Biden did when he said we got the you know best most organized fraud voter fraud you know
and
thing.
That's why there's 25,000 troops in D.C.
And that's but see, here's the thing I don't understand. I mean, and they're calling for this at least the inner perimeter to be permanent now. Okay, so isn't that kind of interesting? This is the in a sense, this is a building that belongs to the people. We paid for it. We pay for the maintenance. We pay the salaries of those inside as Americans, and they want to put – but I thought walls and fences, I didn't think they worked.
No. Walls only work when the Democrats want them.
Hmm. Go figure, because, you know, there was a wall that everyone complained about in the southern border, and you know, hey –
It only tells you that things are coming that are going to be so vile that people are going to revolt. That if you can't see it, Democrats, you just screwed us.
In a big way.
You screwed us in such a way that you didn't leave us a bunch of alternatives here.
And that's a good point, because
You screwed us.
Thank you.
You screwed the country. Your hatred of Donald Trump overrode any good judgment you may have had at one point in your political life.
It's just not the Democrats. It's some Republicans. It's globalists.
Them too. You know what? They also found out on the 6th that they're not safe.
But they're not safe. You mean politically or you mean in general?
They're not safe physically. Think about it. You're not safe in the Capitol building. You're screwed anywhere else unless you plan on living there 24 hours a day. Last time I looked, you had houses.
Of course. You guys, let's make a disclaimer.
I'm not condoning anything.
All right. Thank you.
I am telling these idiots what's going on, because apparently the left does not have the pulse of the people available to them, or they wouldn't do these stupid things. Okay? If you think a bunch of people standing around in pink panties and pink hats, I'm all scared up there, standing around in pink hats are going to keep you safe when it erupts, you're nuts. Okay? If you sit there, we talked about this before. I don't care how mellow the dog is. If you push it in the corner and you keep kicking it, the sweetest puppy in the world is going to bite you.
Precisely.
And all I'm doing is doing something that your news channels won't do. I'm just telling you what's happening out there. The facts. Just look around. Just read. You don't have to take it from me. You don't have to take it from me. Go into newsrooms.
Yep.
Go into chat rooms. Go in there. I'm telling you, the left doesn't know what they bit off. Okay. And if they do, that explains why DC is becoming an armed compound, which is, that should tell you something. We're almost 250 years old as a country. We've never done this before.
That's right. Even during the height of the Civil War. That's right.
Exactly. And they're blaming outside influence. Well, we think because of Iran and Russia and China. You know what? They've been here around for decades threatening us. That's not the fear. The fear is they're afraid of the people.
I agree with that. Yep.
Oh yeah. You saw these rabid-eyed mongrels, Pelosi and Nadler and Schiff and all, every one of these scumbags. They're scared.
They should be.
You should be. You did it to yourself. Don't. And look, I don't condone violence unless it's absolutely the last resort. Okay.
I agree.
And that's history. That's, I'm just telling you how history works. And that's not just U.S. history. That's history in every country in the world. Okay. If you push hard enough, people are going to push back. And you're fixing to find out what the pushback is because it's coming. And it's not because we want to do it or people we know want to do it or people that we've even read about want to do it or heard about or whatever. It's because you put the conservative dog in the corner and kept kicking it. You kicked it. You kicked it. You abused it. You beat it. And then you wonder why it's going to bite you? Aren't you stupid?
You know.
You're in charge and you're in charge?
Yeah.
That's the scary part. You need to be dethroned. Your ass needs to be thrown out in the street. I mean, without a job, nothing. I'm whatever comes is on you.
And it's
nothing that we condoned.
No.
It's nothing that we arranged. It's nothing that we're part of. Hagman Report, we're not part of anything. We're not part of anything except a verbal resistance to you. We are simply a verbal resistance. That's it. Nothing else. You can hate us. You can hunt us down. You can spy on us. You can screw up with my email. You can screw up my family's email. Okay? You can put little clicks on my telephone. I don't care. Okay? I have done nothing to you. Nothing. I have nothing planned to do to you. I'm just telling you the hard reality is people are fed up with your crap. And you can sit here and accuse me all day long. I've done nothing. Mr. Hagman's done nothing. The people that are with Hagman Report, we've done nothing. We're just relaying to you the other people that are out there. Because by all standards, we're pretty cool. We're pretty mild.
Oh,
we speak out against you, okay? But I haven't showed up in D.C. armed. I'm just telling you what the pulse is, baby. That's it.
That's true.
And you know what? And when it comes down, I don't, you know, that's the way it goes. You brought it on yourself. You kicked the dog too many times. My dog gonna bite you. And I don't care. I don't have a Band-Aid for you.
You know...
And if I did have a Band-Aid, I still wouldn't give it to you. you have defiled the greatest gift in the world, which is a gift that God gave us, was this country.
Amen to that.
You have defiled it. You have disrespected it. I saw some report today where it said 78% of the people in the legislative houses are Christians. And this is from some religious organization.
Okay.
And that right there tells me
we have a problem with that brand of Christianity. I think.
Thank
then,
you.
Right?
There is a failure within the Christian community. If you would even consider calling these people Christians, okay, I have not seen any bastions of Christianity that amount to 78% of anything. Okay. And if you're on the left and you condone abortion, don't you dare call yourself a Christian. Don't you dare. God will strike you down. And I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, you morally deficient slugs. God's watching you, his eye's on you, and your day's coming.
With what you said right there, I just want to remind people, by the way, you're listening to the Hagmann Report Global Star Radio Network. I want to thank you for carrying our program as well.
And yeah, I don't want to get us in any trouble.
No. I mean, that's fine.
I'm just telling them what's happening out here.
And that's what we need to address right now, because here we are, the eve before the ostensible inauguration. I use that because, hey, you know, some people say, well, it's not going to happen, you know, whatever. Okay, so, but ostensibly there's going to be an inauguration tomorrow of Joseph Robinette Biden. You heard me right. That's his middle name, Robinette. Joseph Robinette Biden.
Come on, man.
Well, I got hairy legs. I don't know about you.
I got hairy legs.
There you go. So, okay, but so there are a lot of people tonight feeling, number one, let down by President Trump. Well, he had a lot of chances to do what he did. We didn't do anything. Well, you know what? If you go to HagmannReport.com, there's seven typed out pages of President Trump's accomplishments. And he did all of those things when he was in a boxing ring, playing by the rules of, whatever, you know, what are those rules of Queensbury, whatever, anywhere, while the other guy has got a knife and a gun and a lead pipe. Okay. So, you know, he was getting pummeled from all sides while trying to play by the rules, so he's got seven pages of accomplishments. All right. It's an amazing list. Okay. An amazing list. So there's that. But a lot of people are staying at home tonight saying, oh my gosh, he's walking away from this. How could he possibly walk away from this? Well, what in the hell do you want him to do? Randy Taylor, didn't we tell everyone that this was coming? Yeah. Maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe tomorrow President Trump will appear.
Plan for the worst and hope for the best. Yeah. That's what you have to do. You can't pin all your hopes on the unknown. You can't do it. This trust the plan crap. Okay.
Guys,
trust the plan.
Wait. No. Let me correct you, because see, part of the plan, you're not understanding this correctly, because part of the plan is allowing Biden to be inaugurated tomorrow. Okay.
Is that part of the plan?
That's part of the plan. Okay. Because that way, you know, it's even more egregious of a crime somehow. I think I'm following this right. I don't know.
Has somebody actually said that?
Yeah.
That's about one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. Because once he's inaugurated, he's president. End of story.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's happened before. Let me ask you, though, this. Rudy Giuliani and the attorneys are going forward to prove fraud. Now, what would happen if there was this big expose and the fraud was proved?
We've already had the big expose.
No, we haven't.
Nobody cares.
No, wait a second. There's been no court that heard the cases on its merits.
And they're not gonna.
Right. But let's just say the court of public opinion hears the case on its merits.
And? And what will happen then?
I don't know, Wally. I don't know.
You know the thing.
Yeah, they got to call for a revote.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not. Up in Canada, they can actually have votes.
Like with people and
between elections, they can have a vote of no confidence.
Well, yeah, I suppose you could have I don't know what the heck you could have.
Well, if you want a vote of no confidence, you'd have Biden being voted on every day. I mean, the guy I saw a thing that was saying, well, what do you expect out of Biden in the first 90 days? And I responded with complete senility. I mean, he doesn't. This is like a really sick joke.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this is a sick joke about the greatest country in the world. And
a joke that no one finds funny.
No, we're on the precipice. We are standing, looking into the abyss. You look in there, it's black, man. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. If he gets into office, all hell's going to break loose. So if he gets in, they're going to need more than 25,000 troops in D.C. I just
Now, what makes you say that?
Because people are so frustrated.
They are.
And at the end of the day, we're Americans.
We are.
And history has proven that we will take a certain amount of crap, and then we won't take any more crap.
And you know, we've always held the moral high ground, and we still
and we still do hold the moral high ground.
Yep.
Even just the simple fact that a government's coming in to power that doesn't see the value of a human life in the womb, that's enough right there. These are the devil's advocates.
That's true.
This is evil.
Yep.
These people are evil. And there's nothing enlightened about abortion. They act like they're enlightened and like there's something wrong with Trump supporters. The problem with what I hear out of the left and calling us Trump supporters, we're Constitution supporters.
There you go.
Forget Trump supporters. Trump is just a vehicle in this parade.
That's right.
Okay. This is about the U.S. Constitution. This is about our rights, which have, incidentally, we've just been crapped all over here. And November 3rd. See, I don't understand how anybody, even on the left, except through willful ignorance, can accept the results of the election. When there is so much voter fraud that's been proven, shown. And I understand in the mainstream media, they don't even touch it.
No. And by the way, this is why we're not on YouTube. No disclaimers. We don't have to disclaim. Yep. We're saying that there was voter fraud, election fraud in at least seven states.
Plain and simple. I say more than that. I would go as far as to say in every state.
Well, yeah. And I believe when it comes right down to it, 410 electoral votes for Donald Trump, and most of the country except for California and New York and a few New England states, red. But that's just my view. But go ahead.
No, that's
well, okay. Okay. Because you mentioned abortion. Here's the other aspect of moral depravity. Recently released is this Cousin It from Pennsylvania. Cousin
of my God.
Okay, so Biden picks this person, this science denier, Rachel Dick Levine, as assistant health secretary.
But I got hairy legs.
Yes, he does, among other things. But here's the issue I've got. Okay, Cousin It made headlines last month after its department issued guidelines here in Pennsylvania. Are you ready for this? For Pennsylvania's orgy enthusiasts who wish to remain COVID safe while engaging in group sex. Now this entity here that you're looking at.
Creature
was a pediatrician or maybe still is. I don't know. But how would you like bringing your child to that? I'll just leave it there. But see, how can we have a moral society?
We can't. And ugly.
Well, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Is that what it is in the back of the throat here?
Ugh. Yeah.
I don't understand that. I told you Biden's cabinet is like a complete crap show. I don't even understand it. I'm looking at these people he's putting in these different positions. It's like, how can this possibly be what would be considered an effective government? The world is watching.
Wait a second.
United States of America.
Eric the Tech, say that. Go ahead. Say it.
Because he's not picking it.
He's not picking the cabinet. And I'll tell you who to watch. Susan Rice. Ms. Benghazi's tale teller, Susan Rice. Watch her. Grinnell talked about her.
And all the young bucks.
Yep.
Watch Hillary Clinton.
Oh, her too.
You watch. That scumbag's going to work her way in somewhere. I saw something with her and Pelosi, and they want to have a commission and go back and prove or investigate Trump and Putin. How many times are we going to beat that horse?
Well, hey, but let's go back and
let's go investigate. Drives. Yeah, let's go investigate Hillary. Yeah. How about let's go back to
Foster.
Let's go back to Uranium One.
Well, even further back than that, Vince Foster. But yes, Uranium One indeed.
I mean, because that right there, I mean, you're talking about that. We're talking about a material that can be used to kill. You know, and she's right in the middle of it. And where is all the money that's been flowing through the Clinton Foundation? You notice while Trump was in office that Clinton Foundation about died off.
Yes.
You saw that, right? So well, yes. That doesn't tell you that Hillary is pay for play. I don't know. We're so, the left is so morally depraved in this country.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. I know. Yeah. I know. I went to a pawn shop and I went inside and I bought a cat statue. I like cats. So I buy a cat statue. I walked outside and I was walking down the street and I noticed after about a block, I had like 20 cats following me. So I walked another block and I looked back and I had like 100 cats following me. So about third block, I looked back and I got like hundreds of cats following me. So I took off running, ran down to the lake shore, threw the cat statue on the water, and all the cats jumped in the water and drowned. Truly a sad day. So I went back to the pawn shop. I walked in and I said, "Do you have any statues of Democrats?" Hey, I kept it clean.
You know, it's, sadly, though, thanks for the little bit of humor. And I got an email from a tremendous woman who said, "Your jokes still aren't funny," meaning me, mine. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Is that the one you were telling me about?
No, this is a different one.
Oh, okay. Really hitting it good with the females, huh? Right on.
Apparently, I've done something to anger the female listeners. But anyway, she said, God bless her too. She said, "Your jokes still aren't funny." You're probably right, but see, as we are tonight, I know that there are people who, you know, like you had described the other day, you know, they're just one, they're at the wit's end and they can see our country going. Randy Taylor, so what do we do if we see it? Biden inaugurated without incident tomorrow, and Kamala Harris, you know, put in office. What do we do?
We will cross that bridge when we get there.
So in the next really 12 to 14 to 18 hours, what do? We just wait, right?
Right now, you pray.
Yep.
Physically, there's not anything you can do.
Hang on a second here. Seriously, and I'm not kidding you, we have got an emergency broadcast coming through here.
Is that a Amber Alert and Joe Biden's missing?
Hang on a second here. What is that, Eric the Tech? No. Could be a test. I don't know.
Could be a test of the emergency broadcast system. Well, that might tell you something.
I'll look. Do you guys sit right
okay,
there?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Eric the Tech is going to have to actually get out of his spaceship and go check this out because it's on a device that's not in this room. But there was something about continuity of government that I know some people had sent to me who are followers of another talk show host. And, you know, listen for
the devil, you say.
Yeah.
But, following another talk show. What?
But they said, listen for emergency broadcast notices, which that got my attention. Okay. So, okay. That was an Amber Alert, and no, it wasn't Joe Biden.
Oh man. Harris?
No.
Nancy Pelosi.
Milk cartons. Of course, milk cartons would melt.
I know. I was waiting. I'm waiting for that milk carton that comes out with Nancy. I'm going to frame it.
You know, so getting back to
Do you look at Nancy Pelosi when she gets up and talks? She's nuts. She is literally.
You just noticed that.
If you put her, yeah, but I'm just saying, if you put her in front of a team of psychiatrists, they would say she was nuts. And that is going to be third in command in the country?
Well, she has been.
But I'm just saying, this tells you that something is wrong here.
Yes. Yes.
Something is seriously wrong if that creature is held in high regard by the left. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I can't
She's
argue
nuts.
That. Yeah.
She's crazy. Look at her. She's deranged. She got that mask on. Read the eyes, people. The eyes are the pathway to the soul. Okay? And I looked. There is no soul there.
Yeah, none of that can
this
see.
This is the one that gets up and quotes scripture all the time. And well, oh, it breaks her heart to sign impeachment papers. All right. Okay. Breaks my heart that you're there signing impeachment papers when you should be the one impeached.
Yeah. So one last thing here, because we're getting on in time here, but one last thing. So what are we to make of this rush to impeach? Now, I know what other people are saying, but what are we to make of this rush to impeachment, rush to a Senate trial, rush to make sure he can never run again, rush to make sure that
you just said it though. That's why they want to make sure he never runs again.
And also strip him of Secret Service, also strip him of all the benefits of an ex-president. And you know that as soon as he walks out that door, that they're coming after him, the Southern District in New York, another, they're going after President Trump. You know that's going to happen, right?
Probably, which when you think about it is ridiculous. I mean, even Nixon.
Yeah.
You know, didn't suffer this greatly.
Which makes me, because a lot of people don't like President Trump. No, let me rephrase that. There are certain people that I know that don't like President Trump. And they say, you know, he's been a compromise. He's part of the problem. And I look at what's going on against him. Randy Taylor, the guy he's taken so many hits. What the hell? He can't be
still, and he's still standing.
Yeah. So how could he be part of the other side? I don't think he is.
No. I just I never seen a man take a beating like this politically and still be standing. And I mean, trust me, I would love to see nothing more than all those people that are surrounded by barbed wire down there tomorrow to continue to be surrounded by barbed wire.
And maybe it should, maybe they.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the only God knows what the next 24 hours brings.
And
only God knows. We will be here. Doug and I will be here tomorrow though.
Yes, we will.
We're going to arrange it around the inauguration. So this is,
history's
going to be made either way tomorrow. Either way, history will be made. I hope it's positive history. My concern is if the president, Donald Trump, doesn't do something, my fear is I don't want to see the bloodshed of Americans. I would rather see the president and the military handle this. And that way, if there is bloodshed, it's just the bad guys. Okay. And I hope that the president knows that going to sleep tonight. I don't want to see patriots bleeding. I really don't. They're our fellow Christians, our fellow patriots. inevitably it could come to that. But I don't want to see that. I want this resolved in another manner. But like I said, you kick the dog enough times, dog gonna bite.
Oh man, I hate that.
We're just in a really bad place right now in history, and it could be a very good place. So we'll see how it plays out. We talked about this before. Nothing is resolved in 3 months. Okay. It's only been 2.5 months since the election. Any conflict, any fight for anything worth fighting over is certainly going to take more than 3 months. And this is our country, and we just have no intention of surrendering it to this ilk, this scum. And that's exactly what they are. And never once did we talk about Obama and putting people in reprogramming camps and all, just the insanity.
No, they did. We didn't.
I know, but just the insanity of the left. These people are crazy. And you wonder why. It's because we allowed these people into our institutions and teaching our children, who turned into adults. And now they are irresponsible, morally deficient, unethical adults. And we're looking at them. And then somebody gave them voting cards. We got our hands full. If anybody belonged in camps, it'd be these clowns. But I don't even believe in putting people like that in camps, okay? Leave them in society. Let them suffer, okay? Because eventually their other ways will set in. When someone comes at them with a needle and says, you've lived long enough, we're going to euthanize you, then they'll go back and think about the day they voted Joe Biden into office. When someone comes to you and says, oh, we did a great reset. Yeah, we know you used to own your house. You don't have any debt, but you don't own your house anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you'll like people, it.
Yeah, and people don't. I mean, in Germany, if you are resisting quarantine in any way, shape, or form, you're going to be put into a detention center.
And that's coming here.
That's coming here. We are the last, guys, we're the last refuge.
Yeah.
And I'm not just looking at America. I'm looking at the world, because the whole world is watching us and hoping that we save the day. As usual, America's going to have to jump in and save the day.
Would you say, Eric the Tech? All right. All right, thank you. No, you're exactly right. We are tasked with saving the day. They're looking, other countries are looking at us because we are the last bastion of freedom. President Trump has given us that 4-year reprieve at the very least. And who knows, maybe something more. But you know, we, the people, have to pick up that,
that's where we're at, folks. Stick. Just stick with us. Okay. Tomorrow, regardless of what happens, you tune into the Hagman Report. And listen, go with us going forward, okay? Please stick with us.
And we're going to be live tomorrow, or we're going to be actually on starting at noon tomorrow with this to see what happens, and maybe even earlier, depending if something happens. But noon, I'm not sure.
Remember, much of what we do and say was never going to be said on the air.
Right on. That. Check this picture out, Randy Taylor. Check this out. I don't know if we can do it in the seconds we have, can we? There you go.
I love it.
All right, folks, it's got some inside meaning to us, but
God, that's good.
Randy Taylor's gonna stick with us next hour with Stan Deo. He's gonna stay along for the ride. He's got some questions, I'm sure. You're listening to the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com, HagmanStore.com, Rumble. Subscribe. Give us a Rumble. Be right back.
So I gotta log on.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome to Mystery Science Theater 3000. No. But if you didn't catch the last hour, the first hour of the program, you'd know what I'm talking about. Welcome to the Hagmann Report. It is the Hagmann Report for today, the second hour of Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. The next 24 or 48 hours are going to really set a different tenor and tone for the rest of the year. Before I get to the second hour guest, which is, I've missed him, the listeners and viewers have missed him, Stan Dale. And don't forget, Randy Taylor is co-hosting with me, hanging with me through this interview. It's going to be a great interview. Before I get to them, I want to thank you, every one of you, for keeping the show on air, for supporting this show. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart, because without you, believe me, there would be none of this. And if you don't like this, well, sorry. But if you do, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank our corporate sponsors too, especially Lightstream. You know, if you're thinking about the high interest rate credit cards that you use over the holidays, think no more, because I've got the answer for you. When it comes to refinancing your credit cards, it only makes sense, and you've got options. You do. But only Lightstream was ranked number one by J.D. Power for customer satisfaction with personal loans. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, you got to just visit jdpower.com/awards, and you'll see it there. Look, Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan started just 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. You could save thousands of dollars in interest. My niece is saving money. There are a lot of people I know who have taken advantage of Lightstream.com/Hagmann, taken advantage of this offer, and really are saving a ton of money every single month. Now, here's what you need to do to get this special offer. Apply today for a credit card consolidation loan from the company J.D. Power, ranked number one for customer satisfaction and personal loans. Plus, get an additional interest rate discount at lightstream.com/Hagmann. I want to spell it for you. It's lightstream.com/Hagmann. That's Hagmann. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagmann for more information. You will be glad you did. You will thank me later, I'm telling you, and thank you for the people who still stand beside the Hagmann Report. And speaking of people who are standing beside the Hagmann Report, Stan Dale from standale.com. His product, I'm going to tell you what, one of the best on the market, I believe, EMP Shield. Folks, if you don't have one now, you better get one, because the way things are looking, oh boy. Go to empshield.com/Hagmann. Use Hagmann in the coupon code and extra 10. I believe it is, right? I can't read that from here. Extra 10, right? Is that right, Eric the Tech? Or Hagmann, I'll tell you what. Hagmann for $50 off of your purchase. Go to empshield.com/Hagmann. I'm telling you what, this is a great device, a great great ingenuity by the man himself, that's Stan Dale from standale.com. Bookmark his website as well and follow along with us at standale.com, the show images page there. And I want to thank Stan and Holly. Holly, his wife, my goodness, she works tirelessly to put up headlines. Stan, of course, works beyond, he's just working all the time, doing all sorts of things. And, of course, Holly's book, Dare to Prepare, Prudent Places USA for the, as well as, DVDs and such, and Stan's DVDs, plus they've got a Patreon, page, Patreon membership. Please support them through Patreon. You'll be glad you did. They've got meetings like we do, but I'll tell you what, Stan breaks a lot of great new ground during this Patreon meeting, so sign up for Stan's Patreon. All right, with that, Stan Dale, and again, riding with me is Randy Taylor. He hasn't gone. Did you guys adopt a son or what? I need my, come on, man.
Come on, man.
There you go.
I think the croaky is here.
Yeah, the croaky. Well, you know what? You guys can't do that, can you? All right. So, Stan, how are you?
Yeah, well, pretty good. We've been busy getting last minute things in for possible nuclear war and things like that.
Oh, do tell. Did I miss the memo?
By the way, on your EMP shield stuff there, Hagman is your code to get $50 off each item that they purchase. But if they buy three or more, they can use extra 10 and get another 10% off. That's how it works. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Extra 10 for another. You buy three, extra 10, 10% off in addition to the code. So, yeah, that's a great, great deal. So, did I miss the memo on nuclear war? What happened?
All right. No. You know, we have that our factories over in Kansas. And last week, my partner Tim had a phone call from the right-hand man to the president at the moment. And they were coming down today or tomorrow. They're placing a huge order for EMP shields because of the potential for a nuclear strike by China and Russia. So does that give you a clue?
Sadly, yes.
Hey?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now the point is you need these shields as quick as you can get them because once we start production on this, and I mean a huge order for these EMP shields, our assembly lines are going to be swamped. There are a number of things that are going on behind the scenes, and prudence tells me that I can't really broadcast what we know about that. But people ought to get prepared. They should stay in their homes, you know, and not go to meetings or assemblies, you know, at state capitals or certainly not into Washington at the moment. Reason being for any other activities that the president has or supporters of the president has in the military, you don't want to get in the way. You could get hurt or arrested or whatever. So just stay home and wait for a couple of days until the dust settles. Good advice that I can give at the moment. It just changes.
Hey, Stan, we don't want to miss a word of what you're saying. Do you have your headset nearby?
Is it too low?
Yeah, it's not registering on the board at all. Barely registering on the board. And I don't mean
all
that.
Right, let me get a headset.
Or a microphone or something.
Hold on, let me get it hooked in.
Yeah, and folks, Randy Taylor, that's a little disconcerting, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but I 100% agree. I would stay away from any areas of congregation. I'd stay away from your capital. Stay away from the protest. Don't feed that liberal animal. Don't do it.
Okay, how's that?
Don't give them any reason to react to conservatives. Stay away.
True. Okay, and Stan Dale, I just got a thumbs up from Eric saying absolutely. That's wonderful, and thank you so much. I apologize. Now, just to be clear, if you don't mind, because that was kind of low. So you're saying that what I read from what you said is there's a threat, potential threat of some sort of EMP from perhaps a blast, maybe, or just an EMP?
No, there's a threat from actual nuclear explosions over major cities. 120 of our major cities are on the hit list from Russia. I don't know about China, but there are some of the stories I've got on our show images page today which show that China's getting close like onshore, offshore. And there are movements in the military that indicate we could be at war in the Middle East. I'm just using my thoughts here. Okay. Yeah, people should be getting things like the iodine tablets, and in Holly's book, The Dare to Prepare, and on some of our free preparation information on our standale.com site, we tell you what to do. As far as sandbags or things, concrete books to protect your windows if you're in a basement from after effects of fallout. If the anvil cloud, dust cloud falls on your area, you need to be hunkering down for about 2 to 3 weeks, and we give you advice on how to do that. Let me just see here. There's something here.
Yeah, I've got – by the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, order Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, like, right now. Okay, seriously. Put the back away from your computer. No one gets hurt. Go to your computer, I guess, and type in standale.com and order Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, because that's the encyclopedia, really, of preparation. Okay, so, but wait, Stan, theoretically here, okay, and Randy, feel free to jump in here. I got a headache because I thought Biden is Xi Jinping's, you know, prince in the White House.
Right.
Why blast us, man?
The left, as we know, prefers to have us engaged in military activity all over the world. Trump pulled our troops home. They're going to put them right back out. Look for Al-Qaeda is going to be up and at it. ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda. Anybody says anything different, doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm telling you, they got to feed this machine. And this one of the greatest employers, it was when 9/11. 9/11 created huge employment opportunities in the United States. And we've been feeding on it ever since. It's like, bank on it. Bank on it. Absolutely right. And Russia and China, they're eyeballing us. They know that Biden has the backbone of a jellyfish. So Stan's absolutely right. Anything could happen. Anything. Everything is on the table, guys.
On my show images page, go to slide 56. This is a government site, ready.gov. It was updated less than a week ago, and I want you to click on that and see what they're telling you to do. Why did they update this? For your benefit. This doesn't go far enough, but it's to tell you they're expecting nuclear war. Now, if you click on that, it says nuclear explosion, defines what it is for those that are idiots. And then get inside, stay tuned, get your radio.
What's that web address again?
Ready.gov.
Okay.
Nuclear explosion. Actually, if you can go to standale.com and then go to my show images page.
Okay.
Okay. And then look at slide 56. Okay. This is kind of a subtle, but not so subtle way to warn the people to do what they need to. One of the things that you're going to see, in addition to the loss of grid power, is communications by phone, things like that, internet are going to go. So you need to get your shortwave receiver. C Crane Radio has some. Those of you that are hams like us, you can get your shortwave transceivers or receivers. We've got both. Because information of what's happening is going to be at a premium, and that's the only way you're going to hear what's going on. Some truthful, I'm sure, and some not so truthful. We are preparing for a nuclear war. Just get that straight. Get your emergency food supplies and medicine, and from Holly's book, learn how to build an indoor underground shelter very quickly from, materials you can get around the house. Dirt and things like that. It's, there's a lot of issues you got to take care of. Your toilet, how you go to the toilet downstairs for 2 or 3 weeks. You'll need a radiation detector. There are a number of them online from $89 upwards on Amazon. We preferred one for the medical facilities, which are $400. And then we also got one of the old a civil defense handheld yellow thingies that, has a radiation tube in it. And so we've got double, backups on testing for radiation. And you'll need this, if you do survive an anvil cloud dump on you and come out of it. If you're doing any bartering or trading later for food or items, you might want to pass a radiation detector on, because you don't know where they come from. Anyway, very important stuff, communications and radiation detection. You'll need to have, enough water. I mean, normal usage water, adult uses 20 gallons per day with bathing and cooking and all that kind of stuff. You're going to have to cut that down to, 5 gallons or less per person per day. So you got to stock that in your house somewhere, your basement, if you're going to do that. Just be prepared, because we are going to get there. And look, in addition to the information I'm having direct from the sources connected to the president, the Hopi Indians invited Holly and I into the Shingopabe tribe in 1996. And the prophecy man, after he realized how he was you know, the fifth of eight messengers to come to them about the end time for the United States. They shared with me the dreams and visions that their holy men have about Russia and China and one other Middle Eastern nation invading on land the United States, destroying most of the major cities, killing a lot of people, destroying, you know, with conventional weapons, with biologicals and whatever. And the damage is so great that the Russians and the Chinese decide, and the Middle Eastern nation, probably Iran, they didn't say that. But these invaders will leave the United States because they don't want what's left behind. There will be survivors in the country, you know, that will gravitate toward the Rockies, to the Front Range, and down toward the Four Corners. The Hopi, the Navajo, the Zuni, the Sioux, Cheyenne. Many people are heading to that area from the people, the original people here. After a major event happens on the West Coast, which will be a subsidence of Southern California, the drop will be over a mile, and it will allow the water from the sea to flow in between the mesas in Arizona where the Hopi are. When that happens, shortly thereafter, the Hopi and the others who survive and the people will be heading for the Four Corners for all of us joining together, the European survivors here in this country, you know, Americans, and the native people. And there will be a new tribe of man set up here somewhere in the southeastern part of the Front Range. Things are getting to that point, guys. It's, you know, the Bible doesn't tell you exactly where it's going to happen, what's going to happen, but it does indicate that Babylon will burn in 1 hour. And I somehow think that the United States and Great Britain are the modern Babylon, at least the United States. And whether it be a solar event or whether it be an invasion by these people we're talking, these countries are talking about, America is going to burn. And even Dimitri Dudeman says America is going to burn. You're going to be invaded. Where is that? Let me just find this. Yeah. Slide 45 on the show images page. If you click on the text right next to the word or the number 45, you'll see I've extracted several pages from Holly's book, Prophetic Perils. And these pages are all put together, and they're from Dimitri Dudeman's prophecies, David Wilkerson. And there are a number of these in the book in that chapter 16 saying what's going to happen. And I think it's worth studying that. I believe these prophets are prophets of God and that their visions are correct. That's just me, but I do believe that. Anyway, have that, get the book, or just look at those prophetic utterances there. Okay.
May I ask one question, just about a very basic question. Is there a difference between a nuclear radiation detector monitor? Is that the same thing as a dosimeter?
That's it. A dosimeter for radiation. You could get them for sound levels and various other things like that, but you'll want for radiation.
All right. Because, I mean, Amazon has them from like $39 to $175.
There's one. Man. Yeah, the one that has the most, let me just see if I can get up there and find that for you. Let's see. Where did I put that? Okay, Amazon. Pardon me just a second. I've got to click on that. Dosimeters. Right. Yeah.
Does the adage you get what you pay for apply here?
Well, there's what I was going to say is there's one brand that's got several models. They range from about $350 up. They seem to be made in the United States, or at least assembled and made in the United States, they said. Where is that? There's one for $99. I don't know where that is. It's written in Mexican or Spanish, so I'm not sure where that comes from.
Okay. Well, folks, do your research. Okay. I just didn't know if you had one in mind, you know.
I do. Let me just, check my mail very quickly here, and I can tell you from my...
And the part two to that question, and you'll have to answer this while you're doing that, is, you know, we've got a lot of listeners in north of us in Canada, and would that apply too to Canadian targets potentially, or would that be more fallout?
Well, actually, Canada's going to be pretty good, I reckon, for fallout because the prevailing winds are mostly sweeping southeast through, you know, down through Canada toward us, and that will probably bring fresh air down over the Missouri, Dakotas area and down toward Georgia and sweeping around back up to the northeast. But, it's anybody's guess because when it all starts, there are going to be differences in the wind patterns caused by the thermonuclear detonations. The heat columns that come up from that will bend prevailing winds for a while.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for that. I didn't mean to take your time up on that. I was just curious.
Let's see here. Okay. GeigerCounters.com. Yeah. All right. Go to GeigerCounters.com.
Okay.
And look at, say, the RAD 100 Geiger counter. That is a medical grade. And it's made in the United States, and I think that that's, if you can afford it, that's what we got.
Okay. The RAD, you said?
The RAD 100, I think, something like that.
Okay.
It's down on their page. It's, when you hit to their splash page, oh, come on.
Yeah, I see it right there. It's
okay, right?
Yeah, it's on the screen.
So anyway, there's that, and there are several of them that like are say 60 something or 70 something model 50, 60, and 70. Just for the life of me, I can't remember what it is, but that's all made by the same company in Washington State. I was just trying to get things that were solid. They will do the radiation detection stuff like that, but the users that have bought it have said it's kind of flimsy if you drop it to blast. Plastic breaks and you could damage the detector tube inside and all kinds of junk like that.
Right.
So use your common sense, read the comments by people in there and, you'll see that, you're being led in the right direction.
All right. Thanks for that. Undoubtedly people will be asking about that. So thank you.
Why am I getting, when I go to, when I go to Amazon, I'm getting the Spanish pages now.
Well,
what are they doing?
Si, senor.
Well, I thought it was odd yesterday, and I thought, what the heck is this? You know, I can read it and everything, but Okay. And that's that one. They may have sold out of the ones I was telling about.
Okay.
I think so. Why are these in Spanish? I cannot believe this. Even the products. Yeah, look, I'll sort that out later. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Now, let's get back to other things. On EMPs, I had trouble getting my ground rod down to 16 feet here because we're on solid shale, and the drilling companies couldn't get through it. So I've only got 8-foot grounds plus the water ground that goes to the water system in the area. And the deepest part of the water system might be about 10 feet. I want to get to 16 feet. So I did a bit of research and skull scratching about this. And if you look at slide 59 and click on the image, you'll see a picture of a tree out here close to my ground rods. I found out that the American elm, and there are several other trees like this, have a deep root system down to the water table because we're in dry area and they hunt for water. So this is well over 16 feet deep in roots. And I'm going to put a nail into the trunk, wrap a wire around it, and hook it to our ground rod. So just an extra thought if you are trying to get extra grounding for your EMP shield, because that's very important with the different types of EMP bombs that could be used. Because some of them can penetrate the ground 14 feet, depending on the soil type. Anyway, that's That's another way to get aground, I think, that will get you down to the deep areas. Most all of the homes that follow the National Electrical Code have hooked your ground to the ground rod, to the water system, your local water system, and to the rebar array that your concrete slab is kind of filled with. So there's three types of grounds on most homes. So get as much ground, as deep a ground as you can. Okay. Right.
It's a pretty tree, too.
Yeah, oh boy, you ought to see it when it's in autumn, when it's turning orange, yellow. It's like it's on fire. I don't do it justice with that photo, but yeah.
Yeah, that's it's sobering to think about all of this, but necessary. You know, we kind of, Randy and I kind of had somewhat of a light hour, the first hour. And when you think about what's ahead of us, man, not so light.
Oh. Well, look, it's good to have laughter and light, isn't it, Randy? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You go nuts. You zero into depression if you don't.
I think there's also the hard realities we have to face.
Well, right now, today and tomorrow and Thursday, you kind of hold your breath and wait for the dust to settle. There are a lot of things that are happening, and I don't know whether they're going to go the way everybody wants, but there are a lot of things happening. The Hopi, by the way, did say to Holly and I that there will be a massive civil war before the invasion of the United States, and it would divide the country in half. The people would be against the government, and in this fighting, that martial law would be declared. There would be troops in the street and fighting between not just left and right, but religious factions, financial factions, race factions. It's going to be a multifaceted civil war. And because we will be so divided with that, China and Russia will see the opportunity to just take us down permanently. And
Randy and I were talking the first hour, and maybe you can shed some light on this since we're dealing kind of circling this topic. You've got the Capitol looking like a fortress. You've got people asking for papers, you know, papers, please, to enter. Anyone walking around inside, they're being stopped. You know, where are you going? Where do you live? What's this about in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol? Is this, I mean, I wish, I'd like someone to be transparent for, somebody to come on and say, look, here's the reason we're doing this. Here's the threat. And if it's the threat from right wingers, fine. Okay, say it. If it's a threat from something else, say it. But don't keep us in the dark.
Well, one way or another, I think that if Biden is sworn in, that's a big if at this point, but if he is, he will be replaced by Kamala Harris. That's the plan.
Yep.
If he is hit, if he's killed in some attack by some group, Antifa, whatever, it will throw us into absolute chaos. And so I think that what is happening with the National Guard stuff is that they are being used to test the efficiency of blocking out people trying to do harm to the president. They're getting a glimpse of what's going to come at them. So it's another reason for those of us that kind of disagreed with the way the election went to stay home for the next couple of days. You don't want to be targeted for what's coming. Wow. Okay. Yeah, the Chinese curse, exciting times, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it is not a time for people to be sleeping, not a time at all. The slide 52 I show up there, one of the Chinese new submarines with the missile pod bay doors open. And they have first strike capability to melt U.S. power grid. In other words, we won't be able to stop them. If you have
And we've done nothing to protect them.
Well, not exactly, but we just haven't broadcasted. Guys, our military weapons and various things like that, sometimes what is leaked in the press as a new development, the research on blah, 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 is 10 years behind the curve. Yeah, I don't even know if I put that up here. Let me see if I did here. I didn't put this up today, I don't think. There are articles, I should probably put it up tomorrow, I guess, but I've mentioned before that we were, my partner and I and stuff, we were privy to the type of nuclear reactors we have all across the country that aren't listed. And they're about the size of a skinny car, you know, 15 to 20 feet long. They're small. They're mini nuclear reactors. They're measured in kilowatt output. They've been developing them publicly since 2016, but 5 years before that. And these have been placed in key facilities around the country. You didn't know about it, and about all you'll see in the current news is it looks like the test on this looked like it might be a good thing. Well, of course it is. It's already out and deployed. The weapons we have are all not made public for obvious reasons. During the Obama-type regime, when they would say, oh, there's a sneak attack planned on this, Hezbollah or whatever over such and such, due to happen today or tomorrow, you're telling the enemy what your troops are doing. I mean, that's insane. At least in the, you know, the Trump administration and in Republican administrations, they've been cautious not to broadcast moves of our troops, you know, and weapon deployments on, you know, publicly. I mean, it's just insane. Anyway, because of this, you don't know about a lot of the preparation that we've done behind the scenes for some major cities, for the grid. And we're still doing it. We're going to be doing it up to the last minute, trying to save as much of our infrastructure privately, you know, and commercially and militarily from such an attack so that we can have reconstruction centers if the guys survive, so that we have isolated power, isolated defense things across the country. We can't protect everybody now. It's too late. But we have done something behind the scenes. So don't say that we're not totally aware of that at a government level.
And Randy, I don't know if you know this, but Stan Dale is also his EMP shield. I don't want to, I'm not talking out of school, but that item, that technology is being used by the government.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, you would.
I just don't think that we've done enough to protect our infrastructure.
No, we haven't.
We haven't. Yeah. No. It would take 10 years to do it in a budget of, you know, like trillions.
Oh, yeah.
So what we've had to do since it was only in President Trump's administration that we had to go ahead is we had to hit high value targets and stuff like that and things to use after we've been hit, you know, to hopefully have some sort of detection of military surviving in certain cities. If they use biowarfare, that might be why they leave the country as it is. These kind of things probably won't be of much use except to those who survive over in the Rockies area and stuff like that. But by the way, house sales and new house buildings around us here in Pueblo, West Colorado, are at an all-time high. Property values are shooting through the roof as people try to get here. I guess they think that because we live here, I mean, these are people we've heard from that are listeners, that's a safe place to be. And I keep telling them, I said, look, this is only where the Lord put Holly and I to do what we had to do. It's not guaranteed we're going to get not going to get hit here, but this is where we were put until further notice. But anyway, people are moving. We're seeing a lot of influx into Colorado itself. I think some into Wyoming as well, from eastern states people, New Yorkers and stuff, California. They're diving in here by the droves, trying to get to safety.
And not to mention it's beautiful country there.
Well, there's that. Yeah. I tell
that's,
people I'm
a, that's a piece of God's artwork out there.
I'm looking out at the snow. It's just getting toward late evening here, but the snow was only about an inch deep last night and today. But it is beautiful. We've got 60 pine trees on our property and a few of the other deciduous ones. And during the springtime, it's great. Right now, we feed the birds and the squirrel and various other animals out there with these peanut logs that are put together with big fat, you know, suet, for more energy. And we have three of these large ones going per day at the moment, because just hundreds of like chickadees and sparrows and blackbirds and robins. And I think I counted 10 different species of birds, plus a squirrel. He's a messy eater out there, knocked it off the tree. But
It's amazing that they stick around in the wintertime. That's
right. We've had a strange winter anyway. It's peculiar.
I've noticed that too. Birds that normally aren't around are around.
Where are you, Randy? What state?
Right now I'm on the opposite side of Doug there in Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, it's good to hear where this weather anomalies are occurring. Our crops were stunted. We got potatoes and tomatoes, but they were all kind of small for what they should have been. But that's this crazy weather. And look, the planet's heating up, and it's not due to cow farts or all that kind of junk. It's heating up because of the sun and various other natural conditions occurring on the planet that are periodic. Where do I link to this? Okay. See what is coming here. Let's see. Does that give us there? I've got a graph down at slide 40. Right. Let's go to 42. There's something in this article that says climate change. 2020 was the joint hottest year on record since I've been keeping it. Now, about three paragraphs down on this, it says Europe, by contrast, demolished records by a wide margin at 1.6 C above the long-term average. Let's see here. Now, if you have a global average temperature go up or down by 2 degrees centigrade, it's enough. If it drops down that much, it's enough to put us into an ice age. If it rises by that much or more, it's enough to put us into a very dangerous, high temperature, drought ridden, crop failed event. So read this article. And there are a lot of good points in there. You're going to melt the Arctic poles, Antarctic and Arctic poles. The ice is going to continue to disappear at a great rate there. And that's going to raise water levels on the coastlines. At this point, I don't think it's a big drama. If you've got a house close to the coast, you might not even have a country to live in. So it's not worrying about moving back further for rising sea levels hitting your property. But should you wish to look at that and see where you might be threatened, you can go down to slide 5 and look at maps I've got there. That's New Madrid maps, slide 5. There's another one there that's got slide 6. You'll see that I've put water intrusion maps on there showing you in great detail if the sea level rises by X number of feet, where the water will intrude. And that shows that California and Nevada and all that stuff, you'd have to drop a mile to get those kind of intrusions. I did that to see where the Hopi Nation would be. And the more likely scenario of 50 to 200 feet, if it gets really hot, which it's doing, how far up the New Madrid fault line of Mississippi it would go. We'd lose all of Florida and a great part of Northeast Texas and Louisiana. So if you look at that map, in fact, I don't know. That's the one. Yeah, sorry, I didn't know you had that up there, Eric. But that map can be zoomed up, and it shows you with the state borderlines where everything is. That's the worst scenarios. But again, as I say, it's probably too late to worry about changing your house location. It's things are going to happen too quickly.
Point of curiosity, didn't Nostradamus also predict that Florida would disappear underwater?
I don't know.
I think in one of his quatrains there was something about Florida, and I'm going back years. I don't follow the guy or anything, but
yeah,
it's funny he had said that when I saw the map, it just jumped in my head that Nostradamus also. I used to have a house in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, okay, I could be beachfront property here really quick.
Yeah, the operative verb for you is used to have.
Yeah, yes. Used to.
You know, you mentioned Nostradamus. I've mentioned him, too, in relation to the Antichrist. You know, in my slide 13, you go to the Antichrist and Muhammad bin Salman. And I got to thinking about it the other day. Nostradamus, you know, used mystical stuff, probably saw demons. He's not like a trustworthy Christian prophet. What his prophecies might be would serve Satan's purpose. And I mentioned it in there because he did say that that was, you know, the third Antichrist would be Mabus, M-A-B-U-S. And the consonants are M-B-S, which is the what they call Muhammad bin Salman in the castle there, or the royal compound, whatever it is, they call him M-B-S. And, of course, the A and the U in there is for the Arabic Union that he formed with 39 Middle Eastern Arab nations. So I thought, right. Now, if this is a lie, if this is trying to deceive the Christians, how would it be so? Well, he sets up an Antichrist that we know that when the Messiah comes, he's going to destroy the Antichrist and all that kind of stuff. So we know that Satan tries to mimic the true prophecies that God has sent us beforehand with a fake one. So suppose that MBS is a fake, Antichrist, and he gets destroyed by the New World Order under the landing alien brothers and stuff or whatever, some kind of junk like that. And so the people that aren't studying the word closely and understand this would say, oh, good, the Antichrist has been destroyed. You know, Muhammad bin Salman's gone, no worry. And I suspect now then that there's another beyond him that's the real one, perhaps coming from Turkey. Soylu, the interior minister for Turkey, maybe. He's a Solomon Soylu. But he will have a name derivative of Solomon. When Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general, was killed by us, you know, in that attack last year, he was one of my lists of potential antichrist because of the clue in Revelation 13 about the number of the man being 666. That's the number of his name. I went back to and found that in the Bible. It's King Solomon, 666 talents of gold a year. And he was wise. So he said, here is wisdom, go back there. And so I started looking for modern players in the world scene that are rising to power that might have a name derived from Solomon. Now, when he got killed, you know, Qasem Soleimani, I thought, well, I would take him off the list of possibilities. And then it dawned on me, I wonder if somehow he survived that attack and they put him back together, or if like a clone even. But I'm just wondering, if he reappears on the scene, he'll be the Antichrist.
Because then it would, where it said, who could make war with this man?
Yeah. Oh, the question told him many. He was a brilliant general. I mean, wow. I mean, he even got a letter personally from him to the desk of the defense minister back, I think it was in Obama's, rule, that he got this letter inside the DOD, inside the desk of this person at a high level DOD there on his desk, and no one knew how it got there. So he could reach out and touch this guy inside the DOD with his people. And that was 15
That's
years
scary. Ago. That's scary. Yes.
Now, if he's not doing it, then those who took over his duty may have access to the same sort of network. So
that's interesting, though. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and as I say, Muhammad bin Salman is...
Because the Bible says that it would be dealt what would appear to be a fatal blow, basically.
Yeah.
And this person comes back, and then it says, you know, who could wage war with this man?
Right. So, as I say, I'm still holding him in reserve. I have him listed on my potential...
You know, I hadn't even thought of that. Stan, that's interesting perspective, my friend.
Well, when I'm sitting out there kind of studying my navel in the evenings and looking out into space, I think about these weird things.
That's not weird, brother. I read Revelation all the time and try and put the pieces together. And there for a while, I was thinking, and my wife brought it up. She said, you know, maybe these globalists and all, they do these things to resemble things in Revelation so that complacent Christians will do nothing and just accept their fate.
Yeah, and look,
there's a large degree of complacency,
and they will be susceptible then, won't they, Randy, to a grand deception?
Yes, sir.
And the next thing we got to see, too, is Well, maybe. I don't know if America will still be here to see this, but the rest of the world might be. But the elder brother from space deception coming, you know, posing as, you know, oh, Jesus is one of us.
Bingo, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one saying this. I mean, there are a number of us who are students of prophecy, the Christian prophecy, that are saying it, that we need to kind of keep an eye on it.
They gave us enough enough things in the Bible, you know, to research. It just didn't give us all the answers in Revelation. To our understanding. Let me say to our understanding.
Yeah. And it was done that way for a reason, you know. Mm-hmm. And now then we have an increase in knowledge and going to and fro like the Bible forecast. Certainly that's happening. We can see these things. Slide 46 has some description there. Let me see. They're talking about the aliens, you know, by popular culture might be accepted as, you know, Jesus and his people coming back. So there are other people, as I say, warning the Christian community, this is what is going to happen. Don't be deceived. Mm-hmm. I hearken back to that movie, or that series in the movie. V for Victory, you know, for the aliens that came to Earth dressed like humans, you know, their skin was, but underneath they were serpents, you know, mm-hmm. or lizards, reptiles. And that whole movie and series was about deceiving people into a Nazi type landing of these beings taking mm-hmm. over Earth. And, you know, I've tried to reach Ken Johnson, who wrote the story for years, not met him, but not been able to contact him. But it was such a prophetic, you know, worldly vision of what is coming that I nearly fell off my chair the first time I saw it. It's something to get and view. You know, if you can get it on TV or your DVD or something.
It was that startling, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Christians would look at that and see so many parts of the Revelation of John disguised mm-hmm. in there. One of them was, how did the earth people fight off these alien lizards that dressed like or had, you know, false skins on like us? And one of them mated with one of our women and formed a hybrid child. And the blood of that child was distilled by the resistance, you know, and they sprinkled it on the aliens because it killed them. And so the blood of this hybrid child from offworlders and humans was what the solution was to get rid of. Now, the blood of Jesus, of course, will. Right. Okay. So there are things like this.
It's a lot of correlations there.
Oh, absolutely. I marvel at it anyway. It's, you know,
What was the name of that?
It's called V, like the letter V.
Okay.
And, get it and look at it, guys. I mean, you students of prophecy will look at that and just shake their head and say, holy cow.
Okay, this was a series just a couple of years ago.
1977.
Oh.
Now, that's way ahead of the curve.
The original.
Yeah. You know, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'll look into that, definitely.
Yeah. And slide 54 is more pertinent right now. It's about the price of food. Get on that article. That soaring food price and inflation could lead to more global unrest. And there are charts and graphs in there from up to 2016, but I'm sure some of you noticed not only are we short in certain supplies of food at the store, but the prices for what you can get are rising.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to rise a lot. Now, how much time we got left, Doug?
We have about 10 minutes left.
Oh, good. Holly and I, took videos on a camera over at Walmart Supercenter here, just, you know, a few miles from us. They have, in the last few weeks, unbeknownst to us, put in 14 type of tan color, like, you know, military color seatainers. And they've hidden them around the back, and they got a wall built around some of them so you can't see it. Why did they have these seatainers parked? Is that for Chinese weapons, goods, just extra stuff for the store, or what? No matter whether it's extra stuff, they're trying to stock stuff that keep going because the food supplies and truck lines are going to go down. Or it could be, since they're China-owned, basically, it could be that materials for a Chinese invasion force are stocked.
The other thing that's not going to help, Stan, is if they kick that minimum wage up to $15.
Oh,
everybody seems to fail to realize that everything around us, all our consumables, our rent, everything in our lives is directly correlated to the minimum wage. And the other problem I have, and listen, I think that people should make money at every level. But when you pick an hourly employee and you kick them up, let's say they were $12 and you kick them to $15, What about the person that's on salary? Are they going to get that wage increase too? No, that never happens. Okay. And all you do is you drive up the cost of living, and everybody thinks that, oh, that's great, I'm going to make $15 an hour. That doesn't matter, because in a year, you're going to be right back where you started. And everybody else will have suffered in the process. This is that liberal left selling the product to the ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just amazing that the newspeak, the disinformation, the whatever they're passing out there, people that aren't aware and don't read. Yeah, it is, isn't it, Randy? It's just
unbelievable, Stan.
And Randy, back to what Stan was saying about the sea containers. He caused me to make a road trip this weekend, a slight road trip, about a mile, two miles maybe, I don't know. But I had to check for myself. You know, I wanted to see, too, if there were containers at the Walmart, and even the closed Walmart, not too far from where I'm at. I didn't see any, but I've heard this.
He's right. I've seen them.
Okay, I've heard this from other. I've got emails from other people saying, "Hey, there are these containers behind Walmart. What the heck? What's going on?"
And the other thing is, remember the financial ties between Walmart and China.
Of course, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that probably one of the largest consumers in the U.S. as far as a wholesale, a consumer that turns around and distributes. That's a huge customer, Walmart.
Yep.
I mean, unbelievable amount of money moves through there based on Chinese products.
But again, are they even more, is there something more nefarious than that going on? I mean, you know, yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm looking for transparency.
Well, Doug, if you think there's some AK-47s down there, we'll go down and get them. I'm up for a weekend.
Yeah. Well, I look at that as though they might be placing weapons and supplies for an invasion force that's already here. They couldn't smuggle the weapons in when they crossed the border, but Walmart takes them in. And, you know, only 2% of the sea containers that come in the country are even inspected. 98% aren't inspected.
You see a lot of Asian people coming across the southern border, too. This is, you know, yeah, right? So yeah, what yeah. you just said, and we're talking about a fighting age in males.
Yeah.
So this isn't, everybody thinks it's just Mexicans coming up. No. Spanish people. No. You got all over, I mean, Pakistanis. You got people from the, you know, in the Arab Peninsula. These people are coming right up through the border, and they're upset that Trump shut down the border. One of the best things that man ever did. And Biden's going to open it right back up. Well, with a pandemic in place.
Yeah, of course, this is another reason that people are suspecting that there will be a, you know, a backlash, like a, you know, revolution of the people, the 78 million people that supported Trump, because they know we've been invaded. We are being invaded and we're being attacked. And the Biden administration, if he gets sworn in, he's turned the country over to the enemy. And we can't do that. We've got to resist somehow. And of course, that's not saying let's revolt or that kind of junk, but you know, it will happen. I mean, even the Hopi said it will happen.
It's inevitable.
All right, quickly here. Slides 37, 38, and 39 are on a type of weapon that was used several years ago by the Air Force, and they will be used again, I'm sure, by Space Command. It's about a 9-ton titanium rod with a pointy end. And they can drop these things out of orbit, or even out of aircraft, but out of orbit's a better deal. And they will hit with the kinetic energy of about 11.5 tons of TNT. And they're not even nuclear. They're just a tungsten rod that drops down over a site and just blows the heck out of it, the shockwave from it and all that kind of stuff. And it leaves, you know, all right, destroys some of the buildings in Ground Zero where it hits, but it leaves intact, you know, other stuff. It's like a neutron bomb that, you know, is a real estate bomb. It kills all the living things, but leaves the buildings.
Mm.
However, you know, at this point, I'm not sure whether it really matters, because they're going to hurt the country so bad that it will never rise again as a world power. On a lighter note, quickly, on slide 41, if you click on the picture, this is in Japan a couple weeks back. They had a snowstorm, and look at the depth of the snow on top of that phone booth over there. You know, it adds new meaning, as I said there, to making cold calls. Can you see that on the screen there, Eric, or not? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
What? A lot of snow on the phone booth. Look at that.
Wow.
That's huge. Anyway, that's my lightness for the day.
That looks like my backyard there for a second, right
now. Wow.
No, oh, yeah.
Not quite as much, but you know.
Well, look, I encourage your listeners to go to the show images page and click on all of the stories I've got up there. I didn't get to maybe half of them today. Things that are pertinent to what's happening.
Okay. And in fact, folks, standeo.com, standeo, D-E-Y-O, standeo.com, show images page, soak them all up. But also, folks, I can't stress this enough. Support Stan and Holly Deo. Their work is impeccable. They've got a Patreon page. Sign up for their Patreon. And Dare to Prepare is one of the best books out there. I mean, that's the, in my view, that's the magnum opus of preparedness books. And EMP Shield, you need that as well, especially with the open that Stan had. Stan, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Okay, so good. Good. Okay, on our show images page, go back to that.
Yep.
And look at the top of the page under EMP Shield.
Yep.
And you see a picture of Trial Castle, your castle there?
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, that takes you to the story where we were married in Crowell Castle in Australia. And today is our wedding anniversary, our 23rd. And you can see the story.
Right on. Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's 23 years have gone by like a blink of an eye.
Wow.
And if you click on the show story or the wedding story there, it shows it from, you know, my point of view, Sir Lancelot and Lady Guinevere, because we were married under those names. They made a special dispensation for us to get married under those names. And, you know, Holly's got her secrets, you know, for romance in that next slide there. And there are things here that are just really kind of cool little photos inside the castle and, you know, the suits of armor and Holly and I in the royal throne room and all kinds of junk. But, it's just a bit of fun for you guys to share our anniversary with us and,
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
And they said it wouldn't last. No, I'm kidding, of course. You've got to, you know, Randy, that you've got to read that story, their wedding story. It's just such a great story. And I just found I found out earlier today, and I didn't know this. Stan, I told you that Art Bell, I got married a week after Art Bell in the same place in Vegas, Las Vegas. And I didn't realize that it was just like another several months. Roger Stone got married in the same place. The following year in the same place. So it's really strange how things work out. But you got married, you and Holly in the Crowell Castle. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. A friend of ours built it. It's 20 acres of castle, you know, he took years to build it, and of course now he's sold it to a Japanese consortium, which turned it into a really super duper all singing, all dancing tourist attraction. In fact, when we were there, he was having tourists come in, and we had a chamber there, like a room that we were in. And the morning we were leaving, I had a front glass window on it. Well, the Japanese tourists were staring in at it, and we were kind of packing bags slowly. And we went like this, and they all jumped and screamed and ran.
I love it. I love it. God bless you, my friend, and happy anniversary. And give Holly a big hug from us.
I will. Randy, good to see you, Randy.
Absolute pleasure to meet you.
All right. On behalf of Randy Taylor, Stan Dale, myself, Eric the Tech, and everyone here, may God bless each and every one of you. Stay close. Hit your knees tonight. Pray and prepare. Good night.